listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway this week, and we're looking forward to the next cool front that arrives by this weekend. For today and tomorrow, still warm, high 88 to 90 both days, but tolerable humidity, still dry. Low tonight, 65, comfortable. Friday daytime, high temperature right around 90. Some spotty showers possible Friday night into early Saturday as that cool front moves through the state. Nice air behind it. For instance, Sunday morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Imagine that you're at the store, like you've been a bazillion times before. Do you know the secret to a happy shopping cart? Putting Little Debbie snacks in there is the perfect way to start. Oatmeal cream pies, Swiss rolls galore, Nutty Buddy, Honey Bun, zebra cakes, and more. Little Debbie loves to make you smile with so many varieties. Made by our family of bakers who always aim to please. There's tradition and love in our collection of cake. So grab your favorites in the aisle, because today you bake.
I'm Lexi Quinn, bow hunter and wildland firefighter. Boot Barn asked me to share my story. I've always felt more connected to nature than I have anything else. So when I go outdoors, that's like a release for me. It's a place that I can go recharge my batteries. It's a place that I can just be at peace, and it's good for the mind as well as the soul. And it's always have the urge and the need to just be outside, which is why I chose a career in wildland firefighting to begin with. Boot Barn work. Built for the outdoors.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A stone wall goes up. Lawyers for President Trump tell Congress there will be no cooperation with the House impeachment inquiry.
The Turkish military is preparing for an assault against U.S. allies, the Kurds. It comes amid wide criticism of President Trump's plan to withdraw American troops from northern Syria.
Eye-popping numbers from the Congressional Budget Office show the federal budget deficit is just under $1 trillion, the highest since 2012, and almost 5% of GDP.
The CDC putting out an urgent call for pregnant women to get their flu shots after nearly half skipped the vaccine last year.
Pilots for Southwest Airlines have sued Boeing over $100 million in lost pay, they say, was caused by the 737 MAX grounding.
Gymnast Simone Biles made history again as the U.S. won a fifth straight world team title in Germany. It gave Biles her 21st medal at the World Championships.
Modern-day Little Red Hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it? Not I, said the cow. Not I, said the duck. Not I, said the pig. Not I, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. Who will help me reap my wheat? Asked the little red hen. Not I, said the duck. Out of my classification, said the pig. I'd lose my seniority, said the cow. I'd lose my unemployment compensation, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. Who will help me bake bread? Asked the little red hen. Oh, that'd be overtime for me, said the cow. I'd lose my welfare benefits, said the duck. I'm a dropout and never learned how, said the pig. Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination, said the goose. Then I will, said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, no, I can eat the 5 loaves myself. Excess profits, cried the cow. Capitalist leech, screamed the duck. I demand equal rights, yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, you must not be greedy. But I earned the bread, said the little red hen. Exactly, said the agent. That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle. And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, I am grateful, I am grateful. But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 199 points. I said last week, when I walked in on Wednesday, it's going to be 81 degrees. Well, I was wrong. It's going to be 82 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Before we get into our talk, let's do the drawing for the name game. What do you say?
Oh, that sounds good to me. The name for this hour, yeah? Haley Cannon. Haley Cannon, you need to call 396-5477. Again, Haley Cannon, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. An incredible prize. Again, a $1,000 gift card. So Haley Cannon, call 396-5477 within the hour. You're the latest name in the name game, and this will be your chance to win this amazing prize.
And that is an amazing prize. $1,000 gift card? Man.
So I saw you for the audience.
I really appreciate you having a beer with my brother and myself.
Yeah, I'm leaving the Express Fitness folks and just getting done with my workout. And there's Dan, as he promised, on the balcony at one a great fine Mexican restaurant here in town in the Zelda Road area. And there he is sitting with his brother, and we had a beer. I stole a little bit of cheese dip, some queso, too.
Oh, that's quite all right.
And, man, that was good. I can see what I can get used to that.
Yeah, it's great. Let me sit down on that balcony out there in that amber. Does that feel good?
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah, very reasonable price, too. And thank you, Chris, for paying. I do. I have a wonderful brother.
We really do.
We love getting together like that and chatting. We catch up on stuff going on in the city.
And I love the stories. Y'all reminiscing and telling stories, your salad days, so to speak. But y'all getting in trouble as kids. That's fun stuff.
Yeah, young adults.
Yeah.
They didn't care what we did as kids. Young adults, different story there. But, we had quite a racket going on there as the Morris boys, if we do. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in twice for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing. So give us a call. It's going to be a great weekend for it. They're doing the Fall Festival. They're doing Scarecrow contest where you make a scarecrow and put it up, and then they judge it. Three categories, up to $2,500 in prizes. Before we get into conversations and things, let's talk about the election last night. I want to congratulate Stephen Reed for a great victory last night. The numbers were devastating. They were just, he owned it. And the great thing is, being the kind of the numbers person that I am, that took an awful lot of East Montgomery voting.
Yes.
For Stephen Reed. And so that's encouraging to me, very encouraging. And folks, regardless of what you think about anything, what we need to do, just like we would, whether it's president, governor, whatever, we need to get behind Stephen Reed and help him become as successful as he possibly can. If things are veering off base, we'll be the first ones to say something, but we need to support him and encourage him and urge him on for a better Montgomery. We have a great opportunity here because when I look at the Washington Post has had a story about this, Fox Net had a story, NBC Today Show did a quick shot on this thing. This is a historic thing for a very historic city. The beginning of the Civil War, the beginning of the Civil Rights Movement, and for the first black mayor, Stephen Reed, who will be sworn in November, I think is absolutely spectacular. Let's make the most of it, folks. Let's support him. Let's pray for him. Let's get around him. And let's have a great Montgomery. Not a divisive Montgomery. A great Montgomery. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JJ. JJ, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, thanks. I hope you guys are doing well. You enjoy there.
We're doing very well.
Great. Did you see the Washington Times, what they reported about Trey Gowdy? I guess you probably already have it.
You're talking about Trey Gowdy working with the Reagan team? I mean, the Trump team?
Right, the legal team.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good there.
It does. It's going to be, I think we're going to hear something about it tonight on Fox where they're going to interview, and he's going to kind of give more about what he feels his role is going to be. But,
yeah.
I mean, what he's doing is he's going to be on the legal team, so therefore he falls under kind of a different category, and so he didn't have to leave his legal practice, and he can do that, and he can be kind of a mouthpiece for the Reagan team.
So it'll be outside counsel is the technical word for him.
So what they do is they pay him like $10,000 a month, and he does his thing.
Yeah, he's a smart cookie.
He is a very smart cookie. Well, let me tell you the other thing is, he can talk in terms that, in legal terms, that the right people will be able to hear it, let's say that. And they should, I mean, I think with one of his jobs is going to be get a little shiver going down some people's spine. I really think so. Because Durham ain't going to do it, Barr isn't going to do it, but Trey Gowdy can do it much better than a Rudy Giuliani can do it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I'm with that. How you guys still do the drawing for the Sweet Creek down
we
there?
We are, but this week it cannot have anybody who has the initial J in their name.
Man, you ought to quit.
JJ, of course you can get in, my friend, of course. Give me a month and day of birth.
125.
You got it, JJ. Good luck. We're going to do that drawing. When are we going to do that drawing?
Let me see now. Friday between 2:30 and 2:40.
That's it. What's in that gift basket?
Man, anything I want to put in there.
There you go, my friend. Doesn't that sound like a great deal?
Sure does. It is.
I tell you, the Reeds are wonderful people. They're so conscious about their customers, and they love to make people happy. JJ, good luck. Listen in on Friday, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you.
With what you said about the mayor's race, I feel the exact same way, is that this local politics is great because it's not just about party and ideology. It's about who do you know, who has the gifts and the talents, the blessings that they can share to make the city work. It won't all be done with just the mayor's office or the city council or even people necessarily officially in office. It takes all types to make a city really work, and I think a lot of people can help.
A lot of people can. If he gets the right people around him, you know, there can be a real plus to this by having the first African-American mayor. Here's something else that's kind of interesting that you were not in the conversation because you came after this conversation. If you think about it, Stephen Reed winning, all of the old folks, the John Knights, the Joe Reeds, and all those people, they're their time has kind of come and gone.
Right.
And now you have a young African-American Democrat that is coming into the field. And that changes the complexion of things that are out there. And I really think can, you know, pass the torch on for some folks, because I'll be honest with you, the Democrats in Alabama have sorely lacking a bench. They sorely lacking leadership. That whole thing with Nancy Worley and Joe Reed, Stephen's dad, with the Democrat National Committee, that was a real debacle. It was not reported much in the news. I was hearing, and we don't report things that we don't have either audio clips or good solid reporting on, which is hard to find in Alabama. But some of the people that I know that I respect that are Democrats that said that it is just a head shaker of what was going on, that they ignored the Democrat National Committee's points of you shouldn't be doing it this way, you need to open it up, you need to have a wider committee and things like that, and they just basically refused to do it. Now, this may be a golden opportunity for the Democrats to make Stephen Reed their person. The only problem is there cannot be any Joe Reed fingerprints anywhere. That's what's going to mess Stephen Reed up more than anything. But he has an opportunity to really spread his wings and really do some great work. And again, before you got there, that was something Chris and I were talking about. Yeah. Is that, you know, him going to another city representing Montgomery, because he presents very well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's very likable. He's kind of quiet, but very likable. And I think he will do well in that role. Let's try to pick up Johnny B. Good before we go to break here.
Okay, I'll let you back.
Johnny B., how are you?
Johnny B. Good, you're on the air.
Johnny B. Good, you there? Let's go to a break. We're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces. Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday.
If you listen, you can hear it. It's the laughter in the screen. It's the motion.
Let's go to the phones. Johnny B. Good seems to be back on. Let's go to Johnny B. Hey, Johnny B. Good, how are you?
Doing well. I'm glad to hear you guys are doing good, and congratulations to new mayor-elect Stephen Reed. Hopefully, he'll bring about some really good relations here in our city.
I hope so. He has a great opportunity, because I tell you, the door is wide open for him.
Yes, sir. Also, I'd like to get into the Sweet Creek drawing.
You got to give me your month and day of birth.
8/8.
8/8. Somebody else has got an 8/8. That's Duke has got 8/8. We have 2 8/8. Wow, Johnny, be good. And have you been down there?
I go down there all the time. Also, I have in the scarecrow competition the orange and blue flying scarecrow.
The orange and blue flying scarecrow.
Yes, sir.
Is that a scarecrow that ops out as an eagle?
Yes, sir.
I like that.
I've got a lot of good response from it. A lot of people, it's designed to where when the wind blows, he moves up and down and kind of flies around. So it's hopefully have me a winner there.
I like that. That sounds like it's really good. I'm kind of surprised that someone has not done scarecrows that they make and sell to people to put in their yards that are all original pieces.
Yeah. Mine actually works. when it's not there, it's in the garden, and so far it works good.
I like that. Well, Johnny, be good. We're going to be doing the drawing. Well, when are we going to be doing the drawing?
Friday at 2:40.
2:30, 2:40. What's in that gift basket?
Oh, man. There's bowl of peanuts, pork skins, banana nut bread.
I like that. You already know what you want. I like that, Johnny B. You have a great day. Thanks for calling me.
You too. Thank y'all for what y'all do.
Thanks. Let's go to Frank. Frank, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And you today?
I'm doing great. First off, I'd like to thank you for taking my call. And I'd like to thank, congratulate Stephen Reed on being elected. And I'm 79 years old. I've lived in Montgomery all my life except for 7 years. So I've seen a lot of changes in the city of Montgomery. And I prayed for Stephen Reed last night when I saw how the election was going to turn out. I did not vote for Mr. Reed, but I'm behind him 100%. And I wish him nothing but the best, and I wish the best for Montgomery. I will say, I hope that he runs the mayor's office as well as he's run the office that he's in now, because I have been very pleased with the office that he has now. I was very concerned when it changed hands, but I've been very pleasantly surprised and very happy with the outturn and the outcome of it. So I'm looking forward to his administration and wish him nothing but the best.
Well, I know he appreciates that.
That's about all I have to say. Joey, I know you went to St. Bede's.
Yes, sir.
Both my children went to St. Bede's, but they were well ahead of you. and then on to Catholic high school, so they got a really good education.
As did I.
And then my daughter followed on to Auburn and graduated from there. My son went to AUM and Troy State here in Montgomery. But, you know, Montgomery has a lot to offer. And we just need to stay behind our mayor, whoever it is. I was really surprised at the outturn. I mean, when he won 3-1, over a 3-1 margin, that tells me that a lot of people in Montgomery voted for him outside of the African American population.
It took an East Montgomery vote to win by those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very impressive.
I'm looking forward to in Montgomery being behind him 100%, and that's my two bits for the day.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, Frank. You have a great day.
Thanks, Frank.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There's condemnation for Turkey as it carries out a military offensive in northern Syria, with Germany's foreign minister calling the move a threat of further humanitarian catastrophe. Also drawing fire, President Trump.
If he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the decision to pull U.S. forces out of the region. Fox News learning the president has ordered the U.S. military not to help Syrian Kurds, urgently requesting air support and a no-fly zone to protect civilians. The president continuing to push back on Twitter against the House impeachment inquiry, which the White House refuses to cooperate with.
It's unclear what will happen on Friday when Marie Yovanovitch, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, is scheduled to testify. White House has not said if they'll try and block her.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And the Dow up nearly 200 points in afternoon trading. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway this week, and we're looking forward to the next cool front that arrives by this weekend. For today and tomorrow, still warm, high 88 to 90 both days, but tolerable humidity, still dry. Low tonight, 65, comfortable. Friday daytime, high temperature right around 90. Some spotty showers possible Friday night into early Saturday as that cool front moves through the state. Nice air behind it. For instance, Sunday morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Sometimes I can't see past today. I know I'm growing tired and I feel it, yeah. In the song that I sing when the notes begin to ring.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are.
Day by day, I see faces.
I tell you, it was spectacular this morning. Went out, you know, sunrise is rising at about 6:35, 6:40. So I get everything kind of done, get my coffee made, take all my medicines I need to take. Took the coffee out on the deck, and the sun had just broken, and it was spectacular. 64 degrees outside. Really, really nice. I know I've made it when I go out and start a fire and sit outside by the fire pit. I'll do that on the Saturdays every once in a while and watch game day, then go to the gym, and then do my day. I'm really excited about games this weekend. We've got some good stuff coming up here. Okay, 2729228. There was a really surprising story. Ed O'Keefe, CBS, is going to go, and we've been talking about this, Warren, and some of the things she's been saying that have been questionable. Well, CBS has picked up on this story. Now, they kind of parsed it a little bit, but they are picking up on the story. I was shocked. Let's listen in to Ed O'Keefe, CBS.
We want to get to an exclusive interview with CBS News. It's with Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren, who insists that she was fired from a teaching job nearly 50 years ago because she was pregnant. A series of reports have questioned the story she's been telling on the campaign trail, but the senator responded on Twitter overnight, reading stories of other women who say they were victims of pregnancy discrimination. A new poll this week shows Warren narrowly leading the Democratic race over former Vice President Joe Biden. Ed O'Keefe is covering campaign 2020. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Ed, I don't think anyone doubts that pregnancy discrimination exists. So what are the questions about Warren's story in particular?
The issue here is a key part of Warren's life story, why she left a job as a school teacher and how it set her on her course to run for president. Questions of the legitimacy of the story stem in part from claims she's made in the past about her heritage. But in this case, Warren says she stands by her story.
They said, "You're doing a great job. Come back next year." And when they found out I was pregnant, they changed that.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is defending a story she often touts on the campaign trail.
The principal did what principals did in those days, wished me luck, and hired someone else for the job.
She paints a picture of the path she reluctantly took into public service. After claiming she was fired from her first teaching job in New Jersey in 1971 while 6 months pregnant.
They wished you luck, showed you the door, and hired someone else for the job.
Okay. This is Ed O'Keefe. This is CBS Morning Show that's doing this work. This is the guy who's a Capitol Hill political. The guy who talks about polls and goes out to Iowa and all this kind of
stuff.
Right. I'm kind of surprised at this. Now, he's not like nailing her to the wall, but he is bringing it up. And the question is, because I know how these guys work, they didn't get this because they were watching Fox News. They got this because somebody in one of the other campaigns gave it to them. Because what they do is they curry favor with that campaign by saying, okay, yeah, we'll take this and do this story. And the question would be, who? And I've got my suspicions. But let's listen to the second part of the story and see if we reveal anything.
But some have questioned her version of events, pointing to a 2007 interview where she gave a different reason for why she left.
I actually didn't have the education courses, so I was on an emergency certificate, it was called. And I went back to graduate school and took a couple of courses in education and said, I don't think this is going to work out for me.
And minutes from school board meetings show Warren's resignation was accepted with regret.
It doesn't matter much what the term is, but let's be clear. I was 6 months pregnant. It was my first job. I was 22 years old. And the job that was mine, that I'd been hired for the next year, was taken away when they knew I was pregnant.
Questions about her employment history come after years of scrutiny over her claims of Native American ancestry, which she apologized for over the summer.
I know that I have made mistakes. I am sorry for harm I have caused.
Now, Warren says she understands the fresh scrutiny of her background.
I think of how this resonates with so many millions of women across this country and people who've been in, if not that exact situation, similar situations.
Our months-long investigation also led us to two of Warren's former teaching colleagues who say they have no recollection of anyone being fired at that time, but that Warren would have had no choice but to leave the job because she was pregnant. All of this happened about 7 years before passage of the Federal Pregnancy Discrimination Act.
Well, there's been paperwork that says she worked for 2 more months and then left. So who do we think?
What other Democratic campaign might have done this?
This has got kind of a Kamala Harris kind of feel
to it.
That's
who I was
going to
say.
Or a Joe Biden feel to it.
Now, it's almost easy to write everybody off, say it's, you know, Elizabeth Warren's got the big mo in the early primary states. But it's so early still. We have to keep that in mind.
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you the number of people have been burned and gone that Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah. Remember the Howard
Thompson,
Dean moment?
Yeah, Howard Dean moment. George Bush, you know, was going to beat Ronald Reagan like a drum. Won in Iowa, then never won again. Jeb Bush, which is another one. But did you notice this? She's got a pattern. She says, I'm not saying I'm, you know, part of a tribe. You remember she
right,
said that?
Right.
I'm not saying that that's what happened. No, you are. That is exactly what you're saying. And you are saying that you were a Native American. But that's her. You know you got her when she said, I'm not saying. That's what with her preface with this whole thing. But I'm kind of surprised that CBS ran that story, and they've been working on it for over a month, and Ed O'Keefe was the assigned person versus some of the other people who could have been. But Ed O'Keefe is their political guy. So, I don't know. That was kind of, I thought it was interesting, to say the least. I want you, this is a clip from yesterday we didn't get to. We were so slammed tight here. But this is Brett Toman, who is going to be talking about the Democrats and the House Democrats and what they're doing and what they're not doing.
Pissed as we stand here, it's because we are. The American people are getting screwed by an enraged liberal activist base demanding impeachment. They don't even care what the crime is.
That is Lee Zeldin, a congressman from New York, sounding off today. State Department blocking the ambassador from the European Union from giving an interview to House lawmakers. The former U.S. attorney, counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee's Brett Tolman with me live. Sir, our viewers understand what you think is happening here.
Well, this is supposed to be a fact-finding mission. I mean, the House is supposed to find facts to support whether or not there should be an impeachment or a process in which they send it to the Senate for trial. But we don't have fact-finding here. We have political games, and that's what's frustrating, especially for someone like myself who deals with due process and knows the value of giving fair and balanced rights to those that you're accusing of a crime.
So, Brett, take us through what you believe would be fair and balanced in this process. What should Democrats on these House committees do?
Well, they're accusing the president of a crime. Anytime we do that, we afford the opportunity for the target of an investigation to be represented. The Democrats don't want to include his own representation in any of the meetings or the depositions. We also allow them the defense, so to speak, to be able to subpoena or to get documents or to fact find on their own efforts. And they're not allowing the Republicans in the House to do that. So what you have are Democrats that want to be the judge. They want to be the jury. They want to be the prosecution. And ironically, they also want to be the counsel representing the accusers and the accused.
I kind of like that one out pretty well. I like that. This guy's pretty good. And this was from yesterday, America's Newsroom. And he was really stating a good case that gets us into the other stories that happened last night and this morning. Let's listen in to more.
Jay Sekulow told Hannity last night, they're not going to do it, meaning vote. They're not going to do it this week or next. I don't believe it. I don't think they're going to do it. Isn't that really what is behind this move earlier today to try and force the Democrats' hand to bring it to a vote on the floor of the House? Do you believe that?
If they were to do it in the formal process, the way it has been done in the past, it would have much more of an appearance of at least a fair process. Right now, if you're conducting it in a manner that reveals that it's more like a circus, then don't be surprised if only clowns are showing up, which is why you're not getting witnesses that are willing to come in and to appear in front of committees in which you have chairmen that have lied or have hidden facts or denied the Republicans the ability to respond.
Very good. This guy, and he's very measured, which is another thing I like about him. Some of the folks, as a matter of fact, I normally don't even play them. They get a little over the top. They get a little too Sean Hannity-esque. Here, continue on here.
Well, here's the tweet from the White House, okay? Listen. Here we go from a bit earlier with regard to Sondland. He's the member from the EU ambassador from the EU who flew from Brussels yesterday. I'd love to send Ambassador Sondland, a really good man, a great American, to testify, but unfortunately, he'd be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court where Republicans' rights have been taken away and the true facts are not allowed out for the public to see. Importantly, Ambassador Sondland's tweet, which few reports stated, I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been crystal clear. No quid pro quos of any kind. That says it all. With that as a backdrop, do we ever hear from this ambassador?
I think it's possible that he may testify at some point. What the Democrats have not been doing, which was done in the Nixon impeachment effort, was including the other side, working together, coming up with a process that both sides can agree on. And when you cut out an entire party, then you also cut out half of the legitimacy of the effort you're leading. And so it's not surprising that the State Department has indicated that it's not going to allow one of its ambassadors to testify, and it probably won't do so until it has some comfort that this is going to be a process that is more fair.
This just in from the Washington Post, a Defense Intelligence Agency employee charged with leaking classified information to journalists. Henry Kyle Friess, a counter terrorist analyst, is accused in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, providing classified material to two journalists in 2018 and 2019. One report related to a foreign country's weapon systems, court papers state. I wonder if the Washington Post ran that story. But you remember one of the things that they said is, and Sessions said this, we're focusing on the leakers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe this is kind of the fruit of their labor. They say 2018, 2019. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Hey, Dan, Joey, thank you for taking the call again.
How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. Before we get into the little chit-chat here, please put me in with Sweet Creek. I forgot it again yesterday.
Oh, no. Rich, give me your month of day of birth.
I would appreciate that. That's sinful there. December 25th.
Do you have him? I thought we already had him.
Not for this week.
Okay. We got him. You got your Rich.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, that sounds like a great little gift basket.
Oh, it is wonderful. I'll have to meet you down there if you win.
Yeah, that is amazing. You know, they're willing to offer so much product.
It is the best, bar none, in the River Region giveaway. It is really a great giveaway.
That's like going grocery shopping.
I know. I mean, it is a gift that is just incredible. It hits all the bells and whistles. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just listened to all this garbage. First of all, I want to say I am so happy that Trey Gowdy has jumped in the fray there to help our president. And I think he'll do his effort a lot of good. He's an amazing man, and every time he opens his mouth, I listen to every word with bated breath. It's just amazing, some of the way he words stuff. I mean, he's definitely a wordsmith, but his knowledge of the law and able to break it down to where just a common man like myself can understand it is amazing. He doesn't waste words, that's for sure.
Well, think of it this way. Don't think about this in terms of the defense of the White House against the Democrats. Think beyond that when the IG report comes out and the Durham report comes out, which they're talking about now going into 2020, being released in 2020, the Durham report. Imagine him tackling that one and talking about laws that have been broken.
Well, I think of this as more of an offensive move too, because Donald Trump pretty well had enough of this stuff, and he's taking steps like threatening the lawsuits and stuff like that, and I think he should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah, he's being aggressive, and, you know, when Rodney talks about a warlike posture, that's exactly what they're doing.
There you go. And I'm really glad, too, because that's what I was thinking about. You know, we're all disgusted at what the Democrats are doing to our president. But when you boil it down, he's not the only victim. We're the victims because what they're doing is they're denying our country and our family and our future, all the good things that Donald Trump was trying to bring to us. They've done nothing but stonewall him and distract him, and it's a crime against us too.
Yeah,
and it infuriates me.
Yeah, it's just obstruct, obstruct, obstruct.
Yeah, and you know, I've been riding this ball called Earth for a little while now, so I've only got a few more turns left on it, and I'd like to, you know, enjoy a little success that, you know, Donald Trump promised us, and to think that the Democrats are doing everything they can to confound him against the wishes of the electorate and against the betterment of our country, it just infuriates me.
Yeah, they're not looking out of the interests of the country. They're looking at their own interests.
That's right. It's all about power, isn't it?
Yeah,
about power, and Donald Trump has taken away their little sugar teeth that they've been milking all these years.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thank you for taking my call. Wish me luck.
Rich, good luck, buddy. We'll talk to you Friday, maybe. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Sometimes I can't see past the day. I know I'm growing tired and I feel it, yeah. And the song that I sing when the notes begin to ring, it's hard for my head getting to the melody, yeah. Day to day, I'll tell ya, day by day, I see faces all around me.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox Tonight, America and the critics agree, The Masked Singer is TV's number one show.
Amazing!
And no matter how big you think this week's four new celebrities might be,
this is an accomplished performer.
You brought it!
Think bigger. Get ready for a performance that will have everyone say,
we just witnessed greatness.
The new Masked Singer, followed by the new hit drama, Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, Ms. Webster.
Hello.
We are just drawing for the XPR Smart TV from Cohen's that you registered for.
Oh, no.
We just drew your name for the Sony 4K 65-inch XPR Smart TV from Cohen's.
I can't believe it.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Cohen's Electronics and Appliances and Blue Water Broadcasting.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies. Do I see
272-9228, special album to me. We played this album over and over and over again, heading out to California to the Reagan Ranch after the Neshoba County Fair event.
I never saw the sun shining so bright.
I believe the date was August the 15th. So, 7 sunrises and 7 sunsets consecutive.
Wow.
I know.
What a week.
I was a young man then. But it really was a great, great event. We had a great time. They had a great time. Took them to the Reagan Ranch where they gave the Reagans the Surrey that they had given them at the Neshoba County Fair in the rocking chairs. And the Reagans went in. Mrs. Reagan had lemonade for them. And there's Mrs. Reagan pouring lemonade for the folks that are there. It was a great event. I sat there in amazement watching that. They were really good to those people. Let's continue on with Tolman talking about what the Dems are doing. Then we'll get into some of the latest breaking things here.
All of these interviews have taken behind closed doors, as you know, for the past week and a half. Lindsey Graham last hour sent an invitation for Rudy Giuliani to come before his committee on the Senate side, Judiciary Committee, and testify publicly. Do you believe that could possibly be the first public hearing we get on this?
You know, it very well could be. That's an environment that perhaps Mayor Giuliani would feel more comfortable being able to go in, knowing that they would take questions from both sides in a process that might be more fair. I mean, whether it's advisable, given the amount of privilege that Rudy Giuliani may have to deal with in terms of the executive privilege. But at this point, you know, that's an effort, I think, by Chairman Graham to have more transparency or to bring fairness to this process.
By the way, something kind of interesting. So what he was referring to is that Lindsey Graham has said he wants Rudy Giuliani to testify before the Judicial Committee. And so Rudy's kind of figuring it out and how it would work and this kind of stuff. But here's some things that are interesting. Some other people that are interested in him testifying are Cory Booker and Kamala Harris.
Oh, good Lord. But it needs to be in public so I can show off how skilled I am, said Cory Booker.
The Spartacus moment?
Yeah.
And I can see what they're, particularly those two, their job would be to get Rudy rattled and make him kind of go off the chain type thing. And both of them, I think, could do it. I think they could probably get under his skin. Now, if he is ready for that, and because Rudy does look like he kind of tires out after a period of time, but if he could handle that, I think that would be some much-watch C-SPAN in my book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet old Fox will be carrying that bad boy live here. Before we head out to our top of the hour break, let's listen to Catherine Herridge last night talking about the expansion of Durham and Mueller.
Senior administration official confirms to Fox News that the investigation into the genesis of the 2016 FBI Russia collusion case is expanding based on the findings of U.S. Attorney John Durham. Appointed by Attorney General William Barr in May, the investigation now has global reach, with Durham recently traveling to Britain and Italy to pursue surveillance leads, as well as working with Australian authorities. The investigation also adding more agents, more resources, for an expanded timeline, which now stretches from the spring of 2016 to May 2017, when the president fired FBI Director James Comey and then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein appointed special counsel Robert Mueller. Based on my two decades covering intelligence and law enforcement, the expanded Durham probe indicates that he has found evidence that likely points to criminal wrongdoing. By reputation, Durham is not a prosecutor to ask for more help if there is simply no there. Separately, administration officials tell Fox News there is new scrutiny of the Mueller appointment. Coordination between Rosenstein and Mueller in the days before the announcement, as well as allegations Rosenstein offered to wear a wire and secretly record the president, which he has publicly denied. Multiple administration officials tell Fox News that when Mueller met with the president on May 16, 2017, he was indeed pursuing the post left open by the firing of Comey a week earlier. And they say newly released records back up the White House account. During his congressional testimony on the Russia probe, Mueller said he was not applying for a second term as FBI director. He said he was there to offer the president input on the required skills.
Okay, a couple of things in this. So expanding the time frame is one. Getting to the point of when Mueller was appointed, and you just heard the referral to Rosenstein and then the confirmation that Mueller was there for a job interview, confirmed by White House staff. Greg Jarrett's going to talk about it, but I believe also confirmed directly by Rosenstein. And kind of came back, didn't get the job. He's mad, and so he appoints Mueller as the special prosecutor. The second part of that is the expansion of the probe or the investigation by the number of FBI agents. He's asked for additional resources, additional agents, and ready for this, who are into investigative forensics and interviewing. That's what he's looking for, the key. Interviewing and forensics. News on 83.1. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. We're going to be back.
When you're in love, my how they fly by days. All of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The Dan Morris Show.